USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that about 1,000 American citizens may still need to be evacuated from Afghanistan as the deadline for the withdrawal of U.S. forces from that country gets closer. Acting Ambassador to Afghanistan Ross Wilson says that the U.S.'s commitment to that country does not end on August 31st. He also tells CBS News that he believes there will still be attempts to get American citizens out of Afghanistan after the deadline.
We believe that there will be possibilities for Americans to be able to get out of this country. That's been part of the nascent conversations, many of which have taken place in Doha, with the Taliban about potential ways forward. We'll have to see how that works out, but America's commitment to American citizens in particular, to our staff, to those who served our country, that isn't going to end.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, men. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Those on Social Security will see a large cost of living raise next year, but will it really be much of a raise? Tim Berg has more.
The Social Security cost of living adjustment for 2022 potentially will be the biggest in 40 years. Estimates indicate the annual boost could be 6.2%, prompted by rising inflation. But rising prices on grocery store shelves and at gasoline pumps aren't the only reason why those bigger monthly benefit checks will likely not go far. Social Security's cost of living adjustment is calculated each year using the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. The calculation for 2022 will be based on data through the third quarter. Moreover, two other items, Medicare Part B premiums and taxes, would likely reduce the value of that increase for many, according to research from the Center for Retirement Research. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amid the chaos and confusion at the airport in Afghanistan, life goes on. John Clemens explains.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever be Reach. And as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And a Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garvin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men faced trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garvin to less than the federal guideline of 17.5 years because of Garvin's cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he's taken to take responsibility for his actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.